What does Christmas mean to you?
At a very human level, it's about rest and recreation. When I was a minister in a congregation, it was always very busy. But in my new role as moderator, I don't actually have a congregation. And so it really is a time to say now I can kick back for a while and just enjoy what everyone else is enjoying. So actually, Christmas is now taking on a slightly different meaning for me. But I think the meaning at perhaps a deeper level, I think it's about remembering to treasure the things that are small and weak and vulnerable, to value them for their own sake, but also because of the potential that can come from them. And obviously, Jesus coming as a baby, needing protection, needing nurture, then becomes this most amazing person in history. It tells us a lot about valuing the small and the weak and the vulnerable.
Why is it important to celebrate Christmas?
Well, as a Christian minister, I it would be strange if I didn't think it was important. Obviously, it's a central celebration of the Christian Church, and so it's right at the heart of what we believe and want to celebrate. I think it's also a great opportunity for Christian people to show generosity and hospitality. You know, Christians don't own Christmas, and a lot of people of other faiths or of perhaps no particular faith also want to join in the celebration. So, and the giving of gifts is just saying to other people, no matter who you are, here is a way in which I value you and want to make you happy and enjoy it. And also the hospitality of the church in having open services and having carols, community carols, is a way of saying to the community, we want to offer you hospitality. We want you to enjoy this time as well.
Do you have a Christmas tradition, perhaps a family one that you could share with us?
Well, you know, I'm a bit of a nomad. I come from South Africa. I haven't stayed in one place all that long. So I don't have traditions like that. But I think what's been becoming a tradition for me and for my family lately is that we buy our presents at the fair trade shop. So we can get things that are fairly original, they are eco-friendly, and in putting our money towards fair trade, it's in a sense that the gift gives twice. And so we usually make up hampers of all sorts of fair trade goodies like chocolate, tea, coffee, fabrics and things like that.
I was wondering if you could share with us what your favourite Christmas carol is and why.
I suppose I really should tell you one of the Australian carols, but in actual fact, one from the Northern Hemisphere called the Workers' Carol is important to me. I think because I was an industrial chaplain at one stage, and it talks about, you know, the fires of industry burning and the wheels turning, and in the midst of all of that, the Christmas message comes. It's like it's coming to the heart of the community. It's coming to people who are involved literally at the coalface of life. And so it's a very strong carol which has that deeper meaning for me. So I really like the Workers' Carol.